Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com, and thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? And this book is called So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And again, we're in chapter 12, the New English Bible. If you missed the first part, they have the Apocrypha in it, which is heinous, and they have it based on the originals, which there aren't any. And so the distinctives of the NEB, as its name applies, and this is on page 199, the RSV is a revision of the American Standard Version, right? That's the New American, well, that's the American Standard, and then it became the New American Standard, right? Which was the American edition of a revision, and this is crazy, of the King James Version. That's absolutely wrong. The American Standard Version is not a revision of the King James at all. The King James Version was itself a revision of older English versions of the work of William Tyndale. That's right, 96% of the King James Bible is that from William Tyndale translation. The real father of all these English Bibles, really. The New English Bible has abandoned the Tyndale King James tradition and attempted an entirely fresh translation into clear and contemporary English. Because it's not the same text like they're claiming it is. It's absolutely heinous. The second difference, closely related to the first, concerns the method of translation. The translators of the Tyndale tradition sought to present a literal word-for-word rendering. Yes, and like I said in the first of this July series, if they compared all the Greek, the Hebrew, you name it, they compared it, okay? And if it was wrong in the Greek text, which many times it was, they made it right just by comparing Scripture with Scripture. It's just amazing. As far as they were able to do consistent with English idiom, in fact, from the Geneva Bible on down to the King James Version, English words that were not actually representative or corresponding words in the original but were regarded as necessary to make sense in our language, were put in italics. Ta-da! And there are no originals. So that is another lie, too. I mean, who put together this So Many Versions book? Get your facts right. The method of translation used in the NEB is much freer. Instead of being a word-for-word translation, here it comes, it is a meaning-for-meaning rendering. Professor C.H. Dodd, in his introduction in the New Testament, describes it thus. We have conceived our task to be that of understanding the original as precisely as we could, using all available aids, and then saying again in our own native idiom what we believe the author to be saying in his. How about that? Well, this is what we think, but really this is what we think God thinks, you know. Really? Are these people nuts? These people are nuts. But my old pastor used to say God was talking to him. That's nuts. When people say those kinds of things, they're adding to the Bible, because the last person that God talked to was the Apostle Paul. Not my pastor. That would make him the last person God talked to. He's writing the Bible. In doing our work, we have constantly striven to follow our instructions and render the Greek, what Greek, as we understand it, into the English of the present day. There you go. That's what their translation is. Just copying the Greek over. But they're not telling you what Greek. It's just amazing. You know how many different Greek texts there are? That is into the natural vocabulary, constructions, and rhythms of contemporary speech. So meaning for meaning, it's just crazy. Meaning for meaning. That's no different than, and then I think this is what God meant, and then putting it into his words. Did you get that? Did you get that? This is no different than what's going on today. People will attack my site and say, it's in the Greek, it's in the Hebrew, but they'll never tell you what one. More next week.